1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Peters Township High School for the 2026 WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Boys Basketball Championships presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. It is a matchup between Our Lady of Sacred Heart, the number 3 seed, as they take on the number 6 seed, Jefferson Morgan Rockets. I'm Rusty Pettit alongside Sam McCollum, and we'll be bringing you the action here tonight from the quarterfinals of Class 2A here in the Whippeel Championship Tournament. Sam, this should be a good matchup tonight. 3 seed, 6 seed, not a big separation there. Jefferson has been playing a lot of good basketball down the stretch leading into the playoffs, and they're coming off a really nice win against Springdale in the opening round. Our Lady of Sacred Heart as well, finishing up the season strong. And then they took on a squirrely Bentworth team last week. I think that game a little bit closer than people thought, but should present a really nice matchup here between the two teams tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what's going to happen tonight, because the Jefferson Morgan Rockets looked really good in their win over Springdale. I had the opportunity to watch that game. They played really well offensively, defensively. Anxious to see if they can carry that on. You know, it obviously gets tougher and tougher each round as you move up. But, looking for big things out of the Rockets tonight. Olsch coming in, number 3 seed, carrying a lot of weight with him. But you're right, had a bit of a, not a struggle, but a tougher match than they thought against Bentworth.
It does. And, Eric, if you don't mind putting that crew up there again, we'll recognize the crew real quick. Yep, there's myself and Sam McCollum, and we got our producer, Eric Bennett, who always does an amazing job running the show tonight, on camera tonight. We have Easton Pettit and Hannah Knoll. So we're going to be right back here on the Iron Synergy pregame show to get you ready for tip-off on Greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
And welcome back to Peters Township High School. Let's take a quick look at the bracket for the 2A Boys Basketball Championships. Your top seed, Jeanette, was a winner. They moved out 70-49 over Brentwood. They'll play Eden Christian tonight, as Eden Christian was a 68-42 winner over Laurel. And you know what? We're going to step aside one more time as we have the national anthem. We'll be back right after this on greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back to Peters Township High School, and they're announcing the opening lineups for both teams here. We've got for Jefferson Morgan, it'll be John Woodward, Jameson Robinson, Braden Ellsworth, Dayton Marion, and Jeremiah Robertson. On the Our Lady of Sacred Heart side, we've got they're doing them right now here in the gym. Number one, Austin Avsek. Number three, Frankie Iger. Number five, Teeman McCullough. Number 22, Jake Johnson. And number 34, Patrick Altmar. Yeah, a little bit of a late start here. I don't know if you mentioned that at all when I was down there getting the starting lines, but we had a late start because that Elizabeth Forward and Bell Vernon girls game went along. It was a great matchup. Elizabeth Forward did hold on to win at the end, but that one went long, and then, of course, you got to get all the – there was a, it was a packed house for that. All those people left and all the people for this game coming in, so it was a little bit of maneuvering around, but we are here. A little bit of an abbreviated Iron Synergy pre-game show. Thanks so much for tuning into that, and we've got tip-off for you right now. And it's
actually, didn't get a chance to say too much because the national anthem came
up. Oh, there you go.
So,
so Fort Jefferson handling the tip-off, of course, going to be number 13, Dayton Marion. Looks like number 34 is Patrick Altmar. He'll be doing the honors for the Chargers of Our Lady of Sacred Heart. And we'll refer to them as Olsh probably more the rest of the night because it's a lot less syllables.
It'll definitely be Olsh from now on.
Into the front court here for Jefferson, and that is Woodward with it. Back out top, and he hands it off to Ellsworth. Ellsworth goes right side to Robinson. Jameson Robinson goes to Robertson, and all around the horn they go. It's Ellsworth again with it on the left wing. He dribbles top of the key and hands it off to Robinson. Marion had it for a second at the elbow, passed back outside. Now he's got it back. A lot of passing here, back out to the perimeter. Robinson with it. Down low to Marion on the baseline, all the way out to Ellsworth. Thought about a three. Still with the ball. 30 seconds in, wants to put it up. Does off the glass. No good. Rebound of Bart Olsh. Number 22, Jake Johnson comes down with it.
I'm sorry, I'm caught up. Somebody's got to explain the hand check rule to me because it changes every game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes they're very aggressive with it, sometimes they're not, and I just don't know what they're going to call them, what they're not.
Altmar in the paint goes baseline, nice feed down low. No basket, but a foul. It's going to be Iger going to the line.
Yeah, looks like they're going to catch Braden Ellsworth on that for his first.
He said Igra. Okay, well, I'll take his word.
I didn't hear him. What did he say?
Igra. For the last name pronunciation there. It's I-G-R-E. Igra. And he makes his first. Another one upcoming. Second one is also good. 2-0 Olsch. Almost a minute gone here in the opening quarter.
You know, I talked the other night about the importance of free throws in these playoff games.
There's Robertson. He gets that knocked away, and it's going to be taken back the other way by the Chargers. Avsek with it. He wants to go all the way to the elbow. Now backs out top of the key.
Jefferson in this man defense again. They ran the other night. They had a lot of success with it.
McCullough, now he puts up a three, and that is good. Quick start for Olsch. They lead 5-0. Minute and a half gone in the opening frame.
And that looked way too easy.
Top to Robertson. Now he goes right wing to Robinson. Back to Robertson. He puts up a three. It's good. Jeremiah Robertson getting the Rockets on the board. I feel like they needed that. I know we're early on, but.
I was thinking the exact same thing. They've got to get some points on the board, kind of get moving here.
Avsek with it now, goes baseline, hands that off to Johnson. He has his blocked partially by Marion. Altmar, though, fighting for the rebound, goes to the floor with it. We're going to get a jump ball. The possession arrow should stay with the Chargers.
I'll tell you what, that Altmar, he's doing a heck of a job underneath. I mean, he's a big young man anyhow, but he's doing a great job of positioning on defense. Well, and in this case, on offense.
Avsek will inbound. He gets it into Johnson. Johnson dribbles into the paint. A couple steps there. No call. And now Avsek with it out to the left side to McCullough. Back out top to Avsek. Little there guarded by Robertson. Wanted to go down low to Altmar. Now he puts up a shot. That one's going to miss everything. And taken by Marion the other way. Oh, nice feed down low to Ellsworth. Oh, and amongst the trees. He's going to be taken out by Altmar. He'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, pretty sure I could have made that call, Rusty. If you watch in the replay here, Ellsworth took it up strong. That guy's too big.
Yes, too big, and in that case, too much contact. And so Altmar's first. That's the first on Olsch. Both teams with one here in the early going. And this will be Braden Ellsworth. First one on its way, and it's good. Talk about free throws being big. It doesn't matter what time of the game they come. In first quarter, third, or fourth, this is points a point.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to make all your free throws, though, as I jinxed him.
Off the back of the rim, 5-4 the score. Olsch leading Jefferson Morgan, 5:26 to go in the opening quarter. Into the half court. They go down low to Altmar, back out to Avsek, and Altmar's got it at the elbow. Now a three from the left wing. That one's no good. Taken, though, rebound way out top by Avsek. Now he goes down low, and the putback is going to be good by Iger.
Hey, what a great look, though, by Olsch to find that open man under the hoop.
The right side to Robertson. He's got it. A little bit of space. Puts up the bunny in the lane. That one no good. Overshoots it. Back the other way come the Chargers with McCullough. All the way, and he has that blocked by Marion. Second block of the game. In the early going already, Woodward passes it off to Marion. He goes into the paint. Euro step. Right hand. Won't go. Rebounded by Chargers, but number five, McCullough was on the baseline. So turnover will give the ball to the Rockets. See the nice drive here and the block by Dayton Marion.
Well, that was a big-time block, too.
Well, baseline, nice long jumper here for Ellsworth. That's too strong, though, rebounded by McCullough. This time he stays inbounds, gets it up to Igra. Igra, right wing, hands it off. Johnson for three. That one's good. Jake Johnson, his first point of the night.
You know what? Just watching these players early on for Olsch, you don't want them to get hot shooting threes.
Oh, there's a tip and a steal, and nearly a steal in the backcourt. And are they gonna call a foul? They're gonna call Marion for the foul. That's a tough one because the player Eager, you can see he loses control. He loses control and goes down.
Yeah, you can see in the replay. I think that was a no call. or should have been a no call.
And unfortunately for Jefferson, it's the first foul on Dayton Marion. Second team foul. They throw it out top to Altmar, baseline Johnson. Altmar's got it, and all nearly taken away by Robertson. Instead, into the lane with the shot. No good by Avsek. Rebound chased down by Woodward, and gets it back to Marion. He'll bring it up court. Marion, right wing, Woodward. Actually, that was Robinson with the rebound. There's Marion off the glass. That one won't go.
Just a little too hard that time. Nice shot by Marion, though.
Yeah, that's one he's probably going to want back. That's Avsek with it at the timeline. He just sets up the half-court offense. Under 4 minutes to go in the opening frame. 10-4 the score. Olsch leading Jefferson in the early going. Right wing. Here's a three for Egra. That one's short. Off the rim. Rebound taken by Robertson. He stops, pops for three. That one's no good, and taken by McCullough the other way.
That was good defense by Avsek that time to make him change his shot.
Johnson thought about a three, instead drives the lane, puts up the layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Ellsworth. He's in some traffic, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Jefferson's head coach Brandon Lawless. We will take that with him. It is 10-4 Olsch over Jefferson. 3:18 to go in the first quarter on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Back after the timeout, Jefferson's first taken in the game. 3:18 to go in the opening quarter. 10-4, Our Lady of Sacred Heart leading Jefferson Morgan. Jefferson Morgan with the ball, moving from left to right here in the arena as we see it. It'll be Robinson giving it to Robertson. He will bring it up for the Rockets.
Olsch playing in a 2-3 defense here, but they leave that one player up high on the wing, depending on which side they're bringing the ball down.
Robertson. Out top, goes left wing to Ellsworth. Back over to Robertson, and it goes right through his hands and out of bounds. And that's a turnover that Jefferson can't afford to give Olsch.
Yeah, you can't. Well, nobody's more upset than he is, that's for sure. But, yeah, you can't have silly mistakes like that.
I think he just, yeah, picked his head up to kind of see what he was going to do. You see that happen in football a lot with a wide receiver. Oh, they kind of makes up for it there, but then as he's going out of bounds to save it, throws it back into Olsch. Robertson with a nice defensive play. Now a three opportunity for McCullough, and he hits it.
I'll tell you what, McCullough's got a beautiful outside shot.
That is his second three of the game. Referee blows the whistle. Not sure what the stoppage is for.
We have blood on a player.
Oh, McCullough's right knee is bleeding. I'm going to wipe that off with a towel.
I'm pretty sure a trainer's going to need to take a look at that.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Here in the replay, you can see that beautiful three-point shot from the outside for McCullough. Not sure. Did he get up too high and hurt his knee?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah,
there wasn't anybody close to it.
Oh, and Minzer comes in to give him a spell while they clean up the knee. Jefferson now trailing 13-4. You figure this is an important offensive series for them. They need to get back into this in this early going. Ellsworth on the left wing. Oh, now out top to Dayton Marion. Need to get hit more involved in this offense if you're Jefferson. They go to the right wing to Marion. Now back to Ellsworth and thought about a three. Left side to Robertson. He goes all the way to the right to Marion, or left side to Marion. Now Ellsworth with three. That is short. Rebounded by Nolan Reed. He gives it to Minzer. Minzer brings it up for the Chargers. Give it to Altmar out top. Now left side to Reed. And Jake Johnson, a long three, and that one's good. It's his second of the game. And Olsch pouring it on here in the early going.
You know, if you're the Rockets, you got to get a basket here soon. You got to stop the bleeding.
And Ellsworth gets it back out top to Robertson. Zone defense right now by Olsch is keeping Jefferson at bay, not able to get inside the paint. There's Woodward with it out top to Marion. Marion dribbles to the free throw or the three-point line. Now Robertson, 4-3, and he hits it. Much-needed basket by Jeremiah Robertson.
Well, and a big three also. So you definitely want to try to stop the momentum that Walsh had. And they did it with that three, hopefully.
16-7, Our Lady of Sacred Heart leading now with a minute to go in the opening quarter. Out top, and now they go left wing. It's Eager with it. He steps inside the three-point line, hands it off to Altmar at the elbow, and back to Minzer on the left. Now up top, it's Nolan Reed with it, top of the key. He passes it off to Minzer, right wing. He goes top of the key and now hands it off to Eager. Dribbles down inside, a spin move in the lane, and thought that was going to be a travel call instead. They're going to say a foul away from the ball on Ellsworth. That is his second, team third.
Yeah, I watched a replay. I couldn't really see what Ellsworth did there, but obviously the officials have a better view than we do.
13 foul with Jefferson comes with 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. They go out top to Minzer. Pressured out there by Robertson. Nearly loses it. Robertson now gives more tight defense. They get closer to the three-point line where he hands it off to Jake Johnson. He's got two threes already in this game. And out top now to Reed with the floater in the lane. That's Teeman McCullough. He gets the two-pointer. And it's now 18-6 with 12 seconds to go. Robertson with it. He is fouled going into the paint. I think this is on number 11, Owen Minzer.
I think you're right.
Second team foul. So it'll be Jefferson inbounding the ball with 9.7 to go in a period that has seen Our Lady of Sacred Heart dominate the Rockets here in the early going. Robinson looking to inbound, gets it into Woodward. Woodward hands it off to Marion. Marion, left side. Robertson thought about a three, steps inside the rim, or the three-point line, and on his way to the basket gets fouled again. This time I think he's going to be shooting two. And it's on Bruno Williams, number zero. That's his first, team third, and Robertson will have two free throws coming up. Big ones.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a shooting foul. I guess the officials weren't confused. More the players were confused whether it was an out-of-bounds or if he was going to shoot.
Robertson's first one is short. Second one on its way. That one is good. He's got a half dozen on the night. It is 18-8 now. Our Lady of Sacred Heart. It's time running out. There's a long jumper. Rattles around. No good. They did not put that point on the score, but it is 18-8, correct?
Oh, no, he missed the first one.
Yeah. But it was 18-7 before he went to the line.
I thought it was 18-6. Okay. I think the score is correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. In that case, we'll stick with that. 18-7 as we head to the second quarter. Olsch leading Jefferson on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings Zone of Green County. Video on NFHS.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, man. Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Welcome back to Peters Township, AHN Arena, and start of the second quarter. It's 18-7, Olsch leading Jefferson Morgan, Rusty Pettit with Sam McCollum, Eric Bennett running the show, producing, and Easton Pettit and Hannah Knoll running the cameras. This is Robinson with it for Jefferson, puts up the floater in the lane, off the glass, won't go, rebounded by McCollum.
You know, one thing Jefferson really needs to do is get more guys under the hoop. They got to get better rebounds on offense, get second opportunities, and right now you saw there, nobody under the hoop once he shot.
Right side, this is Nolan Reed, top of the key. He puts up a three. That one off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Woodward. He's bumped from behind there as he exits the backcourt, and he puts up a jumper from the elbow off the glass. No good. In to clean it up, though, is Marion. Triton Farabee.
Yeah,
he come off the bench, and he gets an important two for Jefferson. Make it 18-9.
Well, at this point, the Rockets need a spark, so hopefully coming off the bench, he can, you know, kind of light them up.
It's McCullough out top. He goes right side to Reed. Now it's Avsic back to Jake Johnson. Thought about a three. Now baseline drive is McCullough. He throws it back out to nobody. Turnover going the other way for the Rockets. See, he tries to throw it back out to the rim there, and I think he was trying to hit Johnson, but Johnson was not there.
No.
And was not expecting it.
No. And the only player that was close on the far side, he wasn't expecting it either.
Robertson with it into the paint, and before he can get the shot off, he loses the handle on the ball, and the Chargers take it back. This is Johnson, left side. Johnson, crossover step, tries to get inside, can't. Now back out top to Avsic, top of the key. If there's someone to pass it, wants some motion. Instead, he's going to dribble left side. Now he goes top of the key again. Jefferson still in the man defense, and McCullough with it now goes down low. Johnson tries to put it up in the paint, tipped around, taken away. Nice defense by Woodward.
Well, it was good defense by Woodward. Not only tipped the shot, was able to go get the rebound.
There's Dayton Marion on the right wing. He's going to pass it back out top to Woodward. He goes into the paint, and he loses the handle but gets it over to Robinson. He puts up a three off the rim. No good. Rebounded by McCullough.
Man, I'll tell you, Jefferson just can't get it to fall.
Johnson in the half court inside the three-point line, puts up the long-range jumper and hits it. He has got eight on the night. It's 20-9. Oh, and a takeaway in the backcourt by the Chargers, but they missed the layup, and Robertson has it going the other way for the Rockets. All the way into the paint, a little bit of contact, and he can't get the shot to go. It's going to be out of bounds, and last touched by Jefferson. Okay.
I tell you, we've seen a couple of fouls. When he came down, there was a reach-in foul hard, and they didn't call it. Now, I can't really say they're not, you know, calling those either way, so
yeah,
they're definitely letting them play.
Go. 5:14 to go in the half, 20-9, Our Lady of Sacred Heart leading Jefferson Morgan. Here's a long three by Johnson again. This one he misses. Rebound, that was touched by Altmore out of bounds, and so that one will be Jefferson ball with 5:05 to go.
Altmar, 6'7". And, I mean, he's a big kid, big body kid. Athletic. Great, is he? I didn't see what year he was.
I think he's a senior.
He is. Wonder if he's going anywhere to play ball.
Or
with his size, maybe he's a football player.
That's true.
Be a heck of a tight end.
Robertson brings it across the timeline for the Rockets. Left side to Ellsworth. Into the corner, it's Triton Farabee with it. Now right wing to Robertson. Back to Ellsworth. Steps inside the paint to the foul line. Right side to Woodward. Back out top to Robertson. Robertson gets to Marion. Now to Farabee on the right wing. He puts up a three. No good. Rebound taken by Johnson. Woodward had a shot at that, but just out of his reach. 4.5 to go in the half. And here's a three by McCullough, and he misses everything. This is Marion with it in the backcourt, looking for some help, and has it nearly stolen by McCullough, and then Robertson loses his footing but gets it away to Woodward. There's a three by Farabee. That one's off the rim. No good. Back to Farabee. Gets his own rebound. Puts up the floater. It's good.
Robertson might have gotten away with a travel that time. Went down to his knees and slid a little bit on his knees, but was able to get rid of the ball on time.
Right. Marion thought might go for the block there, but instead it's going to be Eager with the layup. And gets those 2 points right back for Olsch. 22-11. Our Lady of Sacred Heart, Robertson with it. Left side for Farabee. Now back out top to Robertson. Ellsworth with it now. Robertson on the right wing. Back to Ellsworth. Dayton Marion now takes it. It goes inside the paint, nearly throws it away, but Farabee collects it, and he finds Marion down low. He dribbles back outside. Back to Ellsworth, who puts up a three. No good. Rebound taken by Altmar. Back top to Austin Avsek, the point guard, and he goes right wing. Here's a long three by McCullough. No good. Rebounded by Dayton Marion. Here, Jefferson, you'll take that. Woodward has it in the half court. Now left side to Farabee. Baseline three-pointer for Marion. That one misses. A good look for him, but just a little too long.
I think you got to try to get Marion and Farabee underneath and work the ball down low to him. Let's start getting some easy, you know, closer shots and at least kind of turn the momentum around.
So
although, struggling right now getting anything to drop.
Johnson now, he tries the three, and that one rattles out. Oh, and that taken away by Egra gets it back to Avsek in the paint, and he is fouled from behind before he could pass that. So that'll be on the floor, and that is the first team foul. Actually, that's a first foul in this second quarter.
Oh, they're definitely letting them play.
That's Jeremiah Robertson's first foul.
Yeah.
So with 2:32 to go in the half, it's a fast-moving half of basketball. 22-11 the score. Our Lady of Sacred Heart leading Jefferson Morgan. The Chargers with the basketball, looking to inbound. They throw it way out top into the backcourt. It goes to Owen Minzer. Crosses the timeline and set up at top of the key. Oh, nice pass nearly taken away by Robinson. Instead, kicked back out, and it's going to be Egra with it. Cannot wait for the shot clock to come in. That's one thing I'm ready
fan.
For. Big fan.
Yeah.
I really hate this part of high school basketball. There's a foul line jumper, and that one rattles out and going to be taken by Robertson on the rebound. Yes, I've been ready for that for years. Spin around and pass to Woodward. Woodward looks to get some help and throws it to Robertson. Guarded tightly by Minzer. Robertson goes to Robinson on the left side. He dribbles top of the key back to Robertson. Everything outside here for Jefferson. Ellsworth with it outside. Robinson goes into the paint. Now kicks it right side to Dayton Marion. Robertson, he goes to the elbow. Stops his dribble there. Gets it back to Ellsworth. Marion tries to get inside. Can't, and he throws it away. Tried to hit Robinson on the left side, but just missed him with the pass.
Olsch is playing some really, really tough defense. You can see here on the replay. I can see barely on a replay, but they're playing really tight defense and won't let them drive into the paint. Won't let the Rockets drive into the paint.
Minute 25 to go in the half. Minzer with the basketball out top. Left side to Egra. Thought about a three. Now goes to Altmar. He dribbles, turns around in the paint, puts up the floater in the lane. Too strong. Rebounded by Marion. Jefferson looking to cut into this lead before the half. Marion, right side. Ellsworth for three. It's good!
Good look by Marion to find Ellsworth on the outside. Smooth release. Nice shot by Ellsworth.
22-14. Under a minute to go in the half. Minzer out top. Left side to Egra. He goes down low. Wide open man down there. That's Reed. He is fouled, and he gets the bucket. Nolan Reed with a strong move underneath the hoop. Takes the contact from Woodward, and he will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That is the first foul on John Woodward. That one no good. Rebounded by Marion. 48 seconds to go. Right side to Woodward. Woodward wanted to go down low. Instead, kicks it out top to Robertson. Jeremiah Robertson. Seeing the scene, nice pass down low to Marion. He's now trapped down low, and we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow is with Olsch. So they will get the ball with 30 seconds to go.
I tell you, they fly to the ball.
Yeah.
Wherever that ball goes, you see guys collapsing from Olsch. And Jefferson right now really struggling to adapt to it.
Under 30 seconds to go. It's Minzer with it. He goes right side to Egret. Now they have Reed out top and nearly taken away on the pass by Robertson, but Minzer takes it down to the elbow and dribbles it back out to give it to McCullough. 13 seconds to go. The referee never even started the 5-second count on that.
No, I know.
Oh, the shot, rebound, and the last second attempt by Marion is going to go out of bounds, and they stopped the clock even though there was no whistle. What is going on? There was no whistle. They stopped the clock, though, with 0.9 on it. So I guess we'll have an inbound pass here by Olsch. Going to throw it all the way in. It's tipped up in the air, and that should not count even if it did. No, that was behind. That was bad. That was a great shot from McCullough, but no, that, with that ball being tipped, there's no way he got that off in 0.9 seconds.
Not in 0.9.
So the halftime score is Our Lady of Sacred Heart 24, Jefferson Morgan 14. We'll be back here for halftime on Green Sports on Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to AHN Arena. And halftime score, Our Lady of Sacred Heart leading the Jefferson Morgan Rockets 24-14. Our Lady of Sacred Heart started off strong. They were hitting some three-pointers from behind the arc. You see McCullough right there with one. Jeremiah Robertson, he gets one to keep Jefferson in it in the early going. And he's leading the Rockets right now with a half dozen points. He's got six. And then on the other side of things, the Chargers, Our Lady of Sacred Heart, have two players with eight, Jake Johnson and Teeman McCollum. Both have 8 points. But it's a lot of tight defense by Our Lady of Sacred Heart, and Jefferson needs to find their footing. Now, so far, they've been a little bit sloppy, especially in the offensive zone. Defensively, they're playing pretty well. But offensively, when they get into the half court, they have been keeping everything outside. Haven't been able to get anything down low just yet. And you think in the second half, if Jefferson's going to get back into this, it's got to start with them down low. As you see, as I say that, there's Triton Farabee with a layup. That was when he came in right at the top of the second quarter. He was able to get those points off the bench. He's actually got four off the bench for the Rockets right now, but they're going to need a lot more of that in the second half.
Well, they got to get Jeremiah Robertson to fire up here. I've watched him play twice this year. I've never seen him play like this, so I don't know what's going on. You know, maybe he doesn't feel well. I don't know. But I'm sure at halftime they're talking to him to get him fired up. He's kind of the spark plug of the team, and he's aggressive, and he drives a lot. I haven't seen him drive very often, so I don't know what's going on with him, but hopefully here in the second half he'll turn it around for the Rockets.
Yeah, we were kind of laughing. We cut to break at the halftime. The head coach for Ole Miss, Mike Rodriguez, was really giving it to the officials on that last half-court shot attempt. It actually fell for Tiemann McCullough, but... Yeah. When they inbounded the ball, you have to kind of keep this in mind. First of all, there was 0.9 seconds. We're not sure how there was 0.9 seconds because the whistle was never blown when the ball went the other way
right.
on that shot by Dayton Marion.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped the clock somehow with 0.9. And then their inbound pass went all the way to half court where Jameson Robinson tipped it. And it eventually ended up in the hands of McCullough.
Right.
Then he turns around and shoots. There's no way that happens in 0.9 seconds. So I'm not sure what... Rodriguez was complaining about. They've had a pretty good officiated first half, really, because they're a very physical team, and that's working into their favor because right now the refs are letting both teams play, and that's definitely helping the Chargers.
It's helping Ulsh a lot, and you're right. They were very aggressive in that first half. Hey, it's like speeding. It's only illegal if you get caught, right?
Yeah.
So if the officials are going to let you play the way they let you play.
And I think that's another note that Jefferson maybe adjusts at halftime. If they're going to let the physical,
yes.
then try to go inside. Try to do them. Marion down low. Like, we know he can block shots. He had two in the early going. He kind of backed off a little bit.
He did.
In that second quarter. A couple more attempts with those layups. He thought maybe. But I have also, the one game I called for them, that Chargers-Houston game, he got in foul trouble.
Yeah.
And I know that they're going to try to avoid that too. But
And Patrick Altmaier. In the middle, 6'7", big-bodied kid, very athletic for Ulsh, and he is wreaking havoc on the Rockets right now. So you got to figure out a solution to him, and you got to get better shots because right now Jefferson's kind of forcing up some shots, and nothing's dropping.
Head coach Brandon Lawless is going to be working on those adjustments right now as we speak as the team's starting to come out for their second half warm-up. So we will step aside and be right back here for the opening part of the second half on Greensports.net presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Welcome back to Peters Township AHN Arena, site of tonight's matchup between Our Lady of the Sacred Heart and Jerrison Morgan. And I'm Rusty Pett alongside Sam McCollum and our producer Eric Bennett. And on the camera tonight, Easton Pettit and Hannah Knoll. And second half getting underway. Jerrison Morgan will start with the basketball. They trail 24-14 to the Chargers. And they, of course, we had an abbreviated pregame show because the game before us, Elizabeth Forward and Belle Vernon girls went long. It did not go into overtime. We thought that might even be a case. That might be the case, but it did not. But it was a good matchup that Elizabeth Forward eventually squeaked out, but it pushed our game back. So we apologize for not having as much time to get you ready for this one, but we hit the ground running, and Jefferson's hoping to do that here in the second half. It'll be Robinson throwing to Robertson.
And here's the key. Who made the better changes at halftime? Mm-hmm. You know, now it's a whole new half, so let's see who made the right adjustments.
Ellsworth has it on the left wing. Goes to the right side to Robinson. Robinson back to Ellsworth, top of the key. Turns in, spins around at the foul line, now kicks it back to Marion. Marion, left side to Woodward, looks down low to Robertson, gets a handle on it, and then thought about a three. Instead, Ellsworth has it up top. Marion now to the right wing. He steps into the lane, puts up the floater off the side of the backboard. It's going to be last touched by Altmar. And so Jefferson will retain possession with 7:29 to go in the third.
Yeah, and Marion lucky that it was touched by Olsch to go out, because he did hit the side of the backboard. It should have gone right out from there.
And with the inbound pass, Robertson on the ground, they're going to we have a timeout. Yes, as soon as he got control of it, it looks like Coach Lawless called a 30-second timeout. So we will take that with the Rockets and be right back here on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Peters Township after the Jefferson timeout. That is their second of the game. Our Lady of Sacred Heart hasn't taken one yet. It'll be Ellsworth inbounding from the basket to our left, and they get it to Woodward on the left wing. He goes to the elbow to Marion. Now Woodward has it on the baseline. Spins around, puts up the floater. That one is going to be short, taken by McCullough. Back the other way come the Chargers. All the way to the right side. Wide open is Egra. Blocked, though, by Woodward. Try to three, and John Woodward comes flying in to get a hand on that.
Watch Woodward come across here. He came from nowhere to block that. Great job.
It's like he's played linebacker before.
Yeah, almost.
Good to close in on the ball. Out top to Egra. Right wing. It's Johnson for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Marion. Back the other way. Robertson with the ball. Dribbles top of the key. Now into the paint. Wants to put it up. Off the glass. No good. And tipped around and taken eventually by Altmar. And he kicks it back to Avsic. Avsic brings it into the half court. Nice move on Robertson. Stops in the paint, puts it off the glass. No good. Tip in. Won't go for Altmar. Rebounded, though, by Johnson. And that one swatted away by Dayton Marion. Gets it ahead to Robertson. He's got numbers if he pushes. And he goes up with the right hand. No good. It's short. And he would love to have that one back. All the way back the other way to Egra.
You know he would.
McCullough with it off the glass and in. First player in the double digits tonight, he has 10. 26-14 across the timeline to Marion. Into the paint, he's got some space with the right hand. That one won't go. And rebound taken by Johnson.
Looks to me like Jefferson's not getting close enough to the hoop before they go up for that layup. So everything's coming off of the side of the rim.
Johnson, left side now. It's into the paint to Altmar. He stops there and gives it back to Avsic out top. Johnson with it, right wing. Now McCullough feeds it inside to Egra. His layup is way too strong. Going to go off the glass and taken by Dayton Marion. And he gets it to Robertson on the right wing. He puts up a long three. It's good!
See, that's the problem. He was too close before.
He needed to back up about 4 feet behind the arc.
Yeah. I mean, that was a great shot.
Pulls the Rockets within nine. 26-17, 5:27 to go in the third. Eager with it on the right side. Hands it off to Avsic. And baseline three, and then we had a foul before that. And they're going to say the foul was on the floor away from the shot. Three-pointer was no good, and so it'll be Olsha's ball.
I think they're going to call that on John Woodward, and they are. And what happened was he just plowed straight through a pick. And when a guy sets a pick, you just can't really knock him down.
That would be one case where it's better to forget the linebacker instinct.
Yes, yes. Although,
5 second violation. Jefferson will take that all day.
Although, Altmar may think twice about setting a pick on Woodward now.
That's absolutely nice. Yes. And so the turnover gives the ball back to Jefferson here. They get it into Robertson. A little bit of a press putting on by the Chargers. Robertson, right at the three-point line, nearly got bumped from behind. Gets it to Woodward down low. Woodward back to Ellsworth on the left wing. He's going to rotate out top. Look to set up the half court. Gets to Marion on the right wing. Now back to Ellsworth. Gets to Robinson on the left wing. Throws it all the way down for the alley-oop, and that one's put up and in by Dayton Marion. His first points of the night.
Well, the Rockets finally starting to get a little momentum going. You know, a couple back-to-back scores here, so maybe they can keep it going.
26-19 now. 4:44 to go in the third. Avsic with it. It was left side to McCullough. Now Eager with it, top of the key. Right side to Avsic again. Dribbles to the three-point line. Now scoots out top to the top of the key where he's guarded there by Robertson. Looking for some motion. Now he goes right, asking for Eager to come out. Goes down low to Altmar, and he loses the handle on it and nearly loses it out of bounds. Instead, he'll get it back. Non-existent shot clock is at negative 12 right now. Right side to Avsic. Only non-existent for a little while longer. Oh, and McCullough lost a step to the lane, and then he's blocked anyway. Oh, this can't be a foul.
You got to call the travel. He traveled.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Watch this replay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then then the SWAT, and they called the foul. If anything, Robinson got the contact. That was all ball by Dayton Marion. Instead, it's a second foul, and that will put Team McCullough at the line for two. And he hits the first one.
Wow, I can't believe they called that foul. That was way after the travel.
It was way after the travel, and it really was. If we see that replay again, you can see that Marion's play on the ball was all ball. It was after the shot had gone up off the hand. It was maybe some contact by Robinson as the second free throw hits, and that it makes it 28-19. Top of the key, it's Woodward. Ellsworth with it now, and he goes right side to Robertson. Back to Ellsworth, thought about a three, now steps inside the rim, inside the three-point line, rather. And Robertson with it, out top, wants to go in the paint, puts up the floater. That's blocked by Altmar. Oh, and he nearly traveled in the backcourt when he was given the ball back by Nolan Reed. Gus Green lost their game to Union. Final score of that one, 50-35?
Is that yes.
Okay, 50-35, Union will advance, the Lady Pioneers.
He traveled right there again.
Man, traveled at least two or three steps, and we get a – there's the travel, a delayed call. Maybe we're – I mean, we're streaming, so maybe it's that it's the lag time on the Internet. Actually, there was two travels. He didn't call the first one. There was a travel there. I mean, if you're the Chargers, think, why not?
I said, you just play. It's not up to the player to call the foul, so just keep playing.
Yeah, keep going.
If the official's not going to call it, just keep playing.
Robertson with it. Gets it left wing to Ellsworth. Now left side to Robinson. Wanted to go down low to Mary. Instead goes back up top to Ellsworth. He is stopped there in the lane. Contact, no call. And rebound, or the steal going the other way with Jake Johnson. Stops in the paint. Has that blocked by Dayton Marion. Johnson again outside the arc. Goes inside to Altmar. And then Woodward gets a hand on that on the pass. Well, Johnson with it down low again, and he travels again.
There, right.
Yep. Spinning around in the paint, and another turnover caused by Jefferson. Problem is, they're not able to capitalize on some of these possessions. They really need to cut back into this lead. As I say that, Triton Farabee is going to come in, and it's going to be Robinson that comes out.
Now, the hard part for the Rockets when they take Robinson out is he is so quick on defense, and they were playing him in man. So Farabee's going to have to up his game here and play some tight defense.
Top of the key, it's Robertson. goes right side to Ellsworth. Ellsworth looking, gives it right wing to Marion. Nice pass down low to Woodward, off the glass and in. John Woodward, his first bucket of the night. 7-point game, 28-21, 2:18 to go in the third. Altmar, way out top, gets to McCullough, left wing, thought about a long three. Said goes top of the key to Altmar. Now it is Minzer on the right wing, back to Johnson and out to Reed. Left side to Altmar. A lot of perimeter passing now by the Chargers. They had been putting, oh, this is a long three by McCullough. That's off the rim, rebounded by Marion. Gets it out to Farabee. Farabee brings it up for the Rockets. Dishes it back to Marion. Left side, Ellsworth goes to the elbow. Stops his dribble there, throws it in. It's going to be a foul away from the ball. And we'll get the call here. On number four, is that Nolan Reed? I think, yes, his first. Yeah. And team first with 1:45 to go in the third. As we've said, they've been letting these guys play. That's only the third foul called here in the third. So no team close to being in the bonus with 1:45 to go.
No, and I didn't even see what happened. That was away from the ball, and I didn't see it.
They get it to Robertson, and he spins around and looking to get rid of it, and he does find Farabee on the right wing, and he spins around and has that taken away by Avsic. Avsic coming the other way, nearly throws it away to Egra. He collects it, and he'll head back outside the arc to set up the half-court offense. Avsic with it now. Goes left side to Egra. Back out to Nolan Reed. Puts up a three, and it's good.
Ouch, those hurt. Especially when you're starting to work your way back into this.
Robertson dribbles into the paint. And puts it up with contact. No call, and he misses the shot. So back the other way come the Chargers. Reed nearly traveled there. Instead, puts up the floater in the lane, and it's good.
I've got to tell you, I don't know how there wasn't a foul down here, though, with all that contact.
Right side to Triton Farabee. Goes into the paint to Woodward. He backs up for the jumper and misses. Rebounded by McCullough. Olsch now back out to a 12-point lead with 40 seconds to go in the third. Jefferson had gotten as close as 7. Right side, it's Nolan Reed with it again. Top of the key, gives it to Avsic. He makes a crossover move into the paint and dishes off to Reed. He puts up another three, and that one's off the front of the rim. No good. 13 seconds to go. Rebound taken by Jefferson. It's Robertson with it. Dribbles through traffic. Wants to go all the way off the right hand and misses the layup, but he is fouled. They're saying that's on the floor?
Wait, they counted the hoop.
Oh, did they say, did he maybe goaltending and the hoop? Is that the call?
Oh, they called goaltending, yeah. So the hoop is good, and he's going to the free throw line.
Well, they didn't put it on the scoreboard here in the gym.
He went like this, as everybody back home can see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But he motioned for a good hoop. They're waiting to see what the officials do. Looked like goaltending. And I thought they said the hoop is good, plus he got the foul. Then the other official came out underneath and started to have a conversation. Okay. So the shot is good, and he did get fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one.
All right, so that's a foul. I think that was Altmar who goaltended, and that's his second foul. Here's the free throw by Robertson. Off the rim, no good, rebounded by McCullough, and he's going to throw it into the half court, and it's going to be a long three attempt as the buzzer goes off, and that one is missed by Egra. So we head to the fourth. It is 33-23, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart over Jefferson Morgan on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website at mccrackenpharmacy.com and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back to AHN Arena. Rusty Pett alongside Sam McCullen. Eric Bennett, our producer tonight. Easton Pettit and Hannah Knoll on cameras here for our Green Sports crew. Bringing the video on NFHS. And start of the third or fourth quarter, it's been a low-scoring affair between Olsch and Jeff Morgan. 33-23. Olsch will have the ball inbounding and heading from left to right as we see it here in AHN Arena.
I have to move up. I keep kicking my chair back. It's exciting.
Left wing to McCullough. McCullough wanting to go inside. And a five-second count has started there, and he gets rid of it eventually to Avsek out top. Finds Johnson now on the right side to Egra. Now back to Johnson, out top to Altmar. And back to Altmar out top. McCullough with it. Did I say I can't wait for the shot clock? I mentioned that yet in this broadcast?
No, I think that's a first.
That's first, okay.
Yeah, I think that's a first.
We are 43 seconds into this possession. And eventually, no, there was a travel that was not called, but rebounded anyways by Dayton Marion. Yeah, Avsek slid like 3 feet there, and that one's tipped by him in the front court, taken by Woodward out top. He dribbles inside the arc, kicks it out to Robertson. He is bumped at the elbow, and that is going to be a foul on Egra. I believe that's his first, and that's first here in the fourth for Olsch. Robinson will inbound underneath the basket to our left. He had Ellsworth wide open on the far side. Instead throws to Woodward. He's double-teamed. Dribbles to the baseline. Spins around. Puts up the floater off the glass. No good. Rebounded by McCullough. Coming back the other way. And not even close. He gets it blocked, but he gets it back up. There was a lot of help there from Marion. He's like, there, that shot wasn't even close to having a prayer. But in blocking the shot, Marion went down to the floor and was not there to contest the putback. So good basket for McCullough. He's got 14 on the night, and we have another foul. And get the call for you here. You see Marion with it. Went in. That should be on Altmar. If so, that's his third. So Dayton Marion has the line for the first time tonight. He's got two on the night.
Yeah, that was a beautiful block, except it went right back to the Olsch player.
And Marion hits the first. Second one on its way. That one rattles off the back of the rim. No good, but taken by Woodward. Jefferson with the ball. Left side to Ellsworth. Thought about a three. Steps into the elbow. Gets it back outside to Robinson. Goes far side. Woodward has it. Now inside and up with the right hand. It's Marion, and he can't get the reverse layup to go. And Olsch has the ball.
No, he had a step, too. That was a nice move. Just couldn't complete it.
Turnover as it goes off the hands of Egra. Out of bounds on the far side. So Jefferson will get the ball back with 6:12 to go in regulation. They trail by 11.
Unfortunately, Jefferson's had some breaks go their way. They just haven't taken advantage of them.
See if they can capitalize off this turnover. Into the elbow to Woodward. He goes left side to Robertson. Dribbles baseline. Wants to go up, does throw it up, and it's going to be partially blocked and taken away there by the Chargers. Lots of contact in the paint there, too.
Usually if a guy drives the hoop, gets knocked down, and doesn't get the shot off, there's a foul.
I've seen that happen before.
Yeah, that was odd.
McCullough, oh, has it blocked again by Dayton Marion. Yeah, that's one highlight that's been consistent for the Rockets tonight. Watch this. Just waits the right moment and says, uh-uh.
Well, Woodward got hit in the mouth. He's going to come out, and Triton Farabee's going to go in for the Rockets.
Okay. Farabee has 4 points off the bench so far for Jefferson Morgan. Oh, they throw it in. Nearly tipped there by Robertson on the inbound pass. Avsic has it out top. 5.5 to go. Crossover step into the paint and then kicks it to the left side to Altmar. Now back out to the left wing to McCullough. Eager with it. Top of the key. Avsic dribbles out top. Jefferson kind of letting them bleed this clock. They're not really pressuring out top. At some point, they're going to have to. Eager with it now. He's guarded there by Ellsworth. They give it to Altmar in the paint. He gets shut down there briefly. And then the reverse layup is up and in by Frankie Eager. 14-point lead now for Olsch. Robertson spins around, puts up a long two. That one misses, and it'll go out of bounds. Olsch ball with 4:43 to go.
Yeah, unfortunately, Robertson just lost the handle as he went to shoot that one. Didn't have any control of it.
Into the half court they come. Charges with the ball and the 37-24 lead. Here's Eager into the paint. Kicks it back to Altmar. Now Avsic with it, top of the key. Goes right side to Eager. Dribbles in and then back outside the arc. Jake Johnson with it now on the handoff, and he will rotate out top with McCullough. We go to Eager on the right side. McCullough steps inside, goes baseline, throws it right to Robertson. Coming back the other way is Jefferson. Takes it into the paint, and he is fouled hard there by Frankie Eager, so he'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, not really a flagrant foul. If you'd seen a replay here, he just goes for the ball.
Yeah, it's right across. Yeah. It's in the forehead.
I mean, he went hard for the ball. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't a love tap, so. Yeah.
Second trip to the line here by, or it's actually third trip by Robertson. He hits that one. Woodward's back onto the court now for Jeff Morgan. We have a timeout. So that is a full timeout. We'll take it with him on Green Sports Center, presented by First Federal Signal of Green County, video on NFHS.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Back from the timeout, that was the first one used in the game so far by Olsch, and they lead 37-25. We'll have one more free throw coming from Jeremiah Robertson when we resume. He leads the Rockets with 12 tonight. On the other side, with a dozen, I have Tiemann McCullough leading the Chargers also.
How many does he have, McCullough?
I have him with 12.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's got 14. He had another bucket after that. Okay. Second one by Robertson is good. Two big free throws there. And that makes it a 37-26 ball game. It's Avsic with it in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. His left side to McCullough. All the way to the near side to Eager. Throws it out top to Avsic. Dribbles inside the arc. And then McCullough comes all the way over this way with Eager. Now Jake Johnson with it. He throws it out top to Avsic. Jefferson starting to pressure more on defense. 3.5 minutes to go in regulation.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Jump. Oh, they're looking to be a jumper. It's going to be a pass. And instead, McCullough throws it out of bounds. And Jefferson has the ball. Good defense here by the Rockets.
Yeah, they're going to have a sense of urgency here. You don't have a whole lot of time to in this game.
Robertson bringing the ball up for the Rockets. Top of the key. Goes into the paint to Marion. Spins around, gives it to Robinson. Now he rotates out with Robertson. Out top, he thought about a three. Goes right side to Ellsworth. He dribbles around a man, goes to the elbow, loses the handle, and it's taken away by Olsch.
And that's a killer if you're the Rockets, because you need to score every time down.
This is Avsek with it, guarded by Robinson. And he collects it, top of the key. Gives it to Jake Johnson. Gets it to McCullough. Or sorry, this is Egre. Now Avsek with it out top.
Jefferson now running a 1-3-1 defense.
Yeah, that one partially blocked by Dayton Marion, but the putback by Johnson is good. Well, left side, Robertson had Ellsworth wide open, and he threw it away. Another turnover for the Rockets, and that gives the ball back to Olsch. They lead 39-26 over Jefferson with 2:19 to go. Time running out on the Rockets here in the quarterfinals.
And Olsch doing exactly what you need to do at the end of the game, and that is run the clock down. So every time they have the ball, they try to keep it as long as possible.
They get it into the half court to McCullough. He gets it to Avsek out top. Down low to Johnson. He turns around and throws it to the near side to McCullough. Into the paint, off the glass, and in. And he's called for the charge, though, so no basket. And that really nice job by Dayton Marion taking the charge.
You know, I didn't know why Dayton Marion didn't go up to block the shot. But as you can see in the replay, even better. Just take the charge, and that does block the shot.
Yeah. And he did a good job of selling that contact too, a little bit, too, because that was offensive contact, but maybe not as much as
he was awful deep in the hole, yeah, too. Normally that close to being under the basket, they don't call it. But we'll take it.
They will. Marion on his way to the hoop. Off the side of the backboard, but the putback won't go by Ellsworth. And Olsch has the ball with a minute 43 to go. Avsek, left side, Johnson, nearly traveled, gets it back out top to Avsek. Left side to Egre. He goes down low to Johnson, near side to McCullough. And Avsek with it, top of the key. Now down low to Johnson. He puts it off the glass and in. He has a dozen on the night. Robertson hit hard in the lane. No call. Goes up with it off the right end. It won't go. Gets his own rebound. Spins around. Puts it up and in. Good stick-to-itiveness there with Jeremiah Robertson. He now has 15 on the night.
So they warned Robertson for hitting the ball out of bounds after the shot.
Okay. All right.
It came through the hoop, and he batted it right out of bounds. And not allowed to do that. So luckily, just a warning, though.
108 to go. Our Lady of Sacred Heart now leading 41-28 over Jefferson. They inbound, and it's Avsek with it. Breaks the press, gets into the half court. And throws it across. It's Egre with it on the left wing. Under a minute to go. Out top to McCullough, now to Avsek. Throws it baseline to Reed. McCullough with it now on the left wing. 44 seconds to go, and the Chargers will just run this clock down as much as they can.
Starting to be a fan of the shot clock.
Yeah, you think?
I am.
Yeah, it's going to be a great addition to high school basketball. Totally, honestly, change the game. It's going to make it.
I think it will.
It'll be like a lot better. It's going to make the teams a lot more accountable in the half-court offense.
Well, you're not going to see a whole lot of games where they don't score 30 points.
No, and you're going to have a lot more purpose to the game. Like, every possession is going to have a purpose and a plan, as opposed to just perimeter shooting, as there's a late foul here by Mary, and that's his third. That'll be the team second, I think, here in the fourth. So not close to the bonus. So 35 seconds to go.
I was looking at the wrong side.
And we're going to get a timeout. We'll take that with them on GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better.
It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back to Peters Township. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart leading Jefferson Morgan 41-28. Just 35 seconds to go here in regulation. So Our Lady of Sacred Heart in position to move out to the semifinals. Will there face the winner of the Swickley Academy Winchester Thurston quarterfinal matchup? Jefferson Morgan will look to, well, I guess they're already in with the state tournament because they take the top 18
right.
with the IAA tournament. So
they'll play a consolation game, but they're still in the state tournament.
So their season will not come to an end here tonight. McCullough with it, throws it back outside to Avsick with 19 to go on the clock. Now McCullough will dribble out top and just let the last 11 seconds wind down. But Our Lady of Sacred Heart going to win this one over Jefferson Morgan. The final score 41-28, and they advance to the semifinals, Class 2A Boys Championship in the WPIL. We'll be right back here to wrap things up for you on Green Sports Subnet, presented by First Federal Signals in Green County and video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Green County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Green County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Welcome back to Peters Township High School and AHN Arena. Final score, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart 41, Jefferson Morgan 28. And Olsch led this one from the get-go. They took a 18-7 lead after the first quarter. A lot of things they were doing well on defense for sure. They were just smothering the Rockets all night. And they were hitting a lot of outside shots in early going, and they never really relinquished that lead. Once they got that lead with those three-pointers, they never gave it back, and Jefferson just couldn't find the answer.
You know, I think for me the surprise with Olsch was the quickness on defense. not only they played good defense, but they were so quick. Jefferson just couldn't get around them, couldn't get into the paint, couldn't do the normal things that the Rockets do. And that's a testament to the defense of Olsch.
Yeah, it is. And seeing some of these highlights here, if you're watching on video, you can see the defense there by Dayton Marion had a ton of block shots tonight. So that was one bright spot for the Rockets, especially as the game went on. His defensive presence became more known, but they couldn't, even when they did get the stops, they couldn't capitalize on offense.
No.
They got within seven a couple times in the second half, but just couldn't climb any closer. So.
No, and they played their hearts out. I mean, they really played hard. Jefferson did. Just couldn't, you know, sometimes everything goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. Tonight, they just couldn't get their shots to drop.
It is now time to announce our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game, Mr. Jeremiah Robertson. He led the Rockets tonight with 15 points, and you talked about like trying to get him going in the game, Sam, and he did. It was like sheer will that he was fighting
right through
traffic, because the referees really let both teams play tonight.
Yeah.
And in the paint where he was trying to get those points, he had to fight for every inch he got. But he did. He did kind of, you know, he kind of kept the Rockets at least within arm's length here, especially in the second half, with a true grit, it seemed.
Yeah, I was gonna say the effort was 1,000% tonight. He just, you know, had a rough night. I'm sure he's not happy with his night, but he still had the best night on the team.
Yeah, he had over half of their points tonight, so congratulations, Jeremiah Robertson, on the McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game. And so as we look at the bracket, that will move Our Lady of Sacred Heart out of the semis. They will face the winner of Swickley Academy and Winchester Thurston. Jefferson Morgan will look now to the consolation round. Well, they will see. We know they're qualified for the PIAA tournament because they take the top eight in 2A, but we'll see what slot they will have and where they'll end up going for that state tournament. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Greensports.net. As always, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, Internet, better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. VisitGreene.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Well, thank our crew tonight. Eric Bennett doing our producing, our cameramen and women, Easton Pettit and Hannah Knoll. And for Sam McCullen, I'm Rusty Pettit. Thank you for tuning in to Greensports.net. Final score, Olsch 41, Jefferson Morgan 29, 28. Have a great night, everybody.